Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is C. Steen Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, C. Steen Duckworth.
Good afternoon or late evening, wherever you may be in the country right now. This is C. Steen Duckworth with Living Vertical Radio. And I have a great guest today. I'd like to say thank you first to One Sure Sign for being a sponsor of this program. Our guest today is CEO Laura C. Bullock. Laura C. Bullock is an empowering conversationalist who has, in the last 15 years, poured herself into her life's purpose, inspiring people to be the most excellent version of who they are designed to be. Now, she's known as a disruptor of the status quo, but at Walden University, where she obtained her master's, she's known as a catalyst for change. She uses her innate knack for shaking things up by challenging belief systems and traditions that can often cause people to get stuck into a limiting lifestyle. She's also, her philanthropy is Hope's Crossing. She has impacted people over TV, radio, and in her book, which her last published book is The Road, All Grown Up, The Road Traveled. So now her new endeavor, her new initiative is called CEO Power Talk, where the mission is to develop a collective network of change agents that provide access to resources and opportunities for all. So I would love my audience, thank you for support, but let's welcome Laura C. Bullock. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Celeste. How are you?
We're great. We're great. So we've had you on our program before, so this is exciting to hear about your new initiative.
Yes, I'm very excited to share with your audience the new initiative, CEO Power Talk. And so I look forward to sharing, you know, kind of how we birthed this project and its goals and objectives and how folks can get involved.
Okay, so let's talk about how did you birth CEO Power Talk?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting journey for me in the development of CEO Power Talk. And it started, I would say, about 2.5 years ago when, as a CEO in a nonprofit space and the CEO of my own brand, I found it very challenging to connect with other CEOs that were in a shared space but also had the authenticity, also had the mindset and the powered conversation to help make things move in our shared industry. And so with the absence of all of that, I found that it was necessary to create this platform where women can come in and be recognized as the CEO of their organization, but also how do we balance profit and purpose and make sure that our social responsibility is coming through, and using all of that creative juice around the role of a CEO to create an opportunity for not only influencers to be involved, but various inspiring and aspiring leaders that are coming up in our industry. And we had to have a place for them to be able to access not only the skills that are necessary, but to access access, right? To gain entryway and access to those people, those places, those aspirations that are going to help them grow as leaders. And so they are our torchbearers, and we have to make sure that they have all the skills necessary and that they're fully prepared to step into that role. And so throughout this process, it was very interesting because as I began the journey, I connected with many people that poured into not only me as a professional or as a CEO, but also me as a woman. And I was able to glean all of that and hone in on where was the missing link, where was that gap for young entrepreneurs, young leaders, where was that gap and how do we fill that gap? And what came out of that strategic journey was really CEO Power Talk. And so I'm excited about this work. I'm excited about the impact of this work and how we're going to use this platform to really change the culture, change the social norms of people in our community.
Okay. Now, how long did it take you to birth this? Because being the being one of your philanthropy is Hope's Crossing, and you also have another part of Laura C. Bullock. You have a workshop called Position Yourself for Purpose, and I understand you're going to have a new one coming up soon called Nonprofit Boot Camp. So how do you balance all of that and then come out with a new initiative that's just as powerful as what you're, you know, already doing, and balance all of that to be able to birth this?
You know, it's interesting that you asked me that question. It's actually a very good question. I had a colleague discussion today where we talked about this very thing. And what he said to me was, how do you continue to, as you're asking, develop these initiatives when they seem so very different? And I said to him, they're not very different at all. They all align with each other. Every aspect of who I am and what I bring to the table is really around education. It's around bringing out the authentic self, and it's about understanding and finding that purpose and that place and how you're going to contribute to the world. So whether it's my philanthropic work, whether it's conferences where there's all kinds of professional development taking place, or the new gap that I've witnessed is we have a number of nonprofit CEOs in various parts of the country that are working very hard at their mission, but something fell through the crack when it came to developing the infrastructure of their organization. So the nonprofit boot camp is going to be really focused on CEOs that are working in the nonprofit industry that feel they need this extra kind of guidance, mentorship, and education around shoring up the infrastructure of their nonprofit organization. So as I look at all of those endeavors, they all have a common thread, which is all around educating. It's around empowering individuals and making sure they can step into their purpose and fully impact their community. And so although they're four very different names and maybe even have a different audience that we are targeting, it is all aligned in its overall theme of empowering people to impact our community. So the balance is easy because it's a natural, very organic flow of thoughts, flow of dissemination of information, flow of training, and all of those things are just casting a net, a wider net, to people in our community that could benefit from these programs. So it's a little bit challenging, but it is aligned, and that is a huge step. And then it also allows me to have specific opportunities to step into each of these roles at different points of the day, the week, the month, and allow me to be fully engaged in whether it's the philanthropic work, fully engaged in the nonprofit training and education, or whether it's fully engaged with female entrepreneurs or women that are really trying to balance that profit and purpose. And I think that in itself is very empowering for me, allowing me to glean from all of this network of people, these very powerful people, and ensuring that I'm whole and healthy and authentic in who I am and what I have to offer. So I think it just really has to be aligned when you're looking at multiple initiatives, and they have to have a common thread. And when you have those two things in place, it is very seamless and very authentic in its work.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about three of your pillars for CEO Power Talk, the gatekeepers, leadership courage, and your seat at the table. So can you give me a little bit of a definition for these and, you know, who, maybe even an example of a gatekeeper or a leader, or what it means to be your seat at the table for our audience?
Sure. So, you know, again, because I'm in the community so much, I just had a conversation, interestingly enough, about this gatekeeper role yesterday in a meeting. And, you know, the gatekeeper is a very interesting and very dynamic person. I don't think they often see themselves as that, but the gatekeeper really protects the authenticity of the culture. And so what I mean by that is the gatekeeper stands, it is kind of an anchor, right, for the culture of a community. And when that culture of that community is challenged, the gatekeeper is the person who stands firm to say, that is not who we are, that is not what we believe, and then becomes that voice for the community in which they serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gatekeeper is, again, a very interesting person because they have a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of expertise, and they are continuously mentoring and recycling that information so that it carries forward. It's almost like coming into a classroom, and a professor has been there for 10 years, and everyone knows this professor, and now there's an associate professor that comes in and teaches with them. The gatekeeper is that professor who is then going to pass this knowledge, information, wisdom to that associate professor so that that culture of that program can be continued throughout all of the future students. So that gatekeeper really ensures the authenticity of the culture remains in place and is anchored in that community so that everyone around that community knows this is who we are and this is what we stand for.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to leadership courage is a little bit interesting also because we have many leaders in our community. And they will let you know they're leaders. But do they have the courage to take those risks that's necessary that will challenge the norms, that will challenge systemic systems and governmental institutions. And we see this happening right now with the Black Lives Matter movement. We see this happening with some of the local unity march movements, where people are saying, listen, this system no longer serves us. This system no longer benefits us. We must make change. And the leadership within those movements are very strong and powerful, and they have energy that is bringing other people and other forces with them that ensures that the intention of making that revolutionary change happens. And so I love folks with leadership courage, because there's no question when they show up in the room who they are.
Okay.
Because they will speak to it, they will challenge it, and then they will come also with potential solutions to resolve whatever the conflict is. So leadership courage is one of those pillars of work that it's not a new phenomenon, right? It's not it's not a badge of honor. It's who you are, and it's your calling. You must do it. So I think these individuals will start to show themselves a little bit more boldly as we move forward into 2020 and 2021. And we'll begin to see them, and they will be begin to be identified as individuals with leadership courage. And so I'm excited about that particular movement and to see the unfolding of what that really looks like and how it's going to have a significant impact on not only the U.S., but globally. I think you're going to see this all over the world. And then the pillar
and
of
what
work
about
that
your
talks about your seat at the table.
Right.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear that.
The pillars of work that talks about your seat at the table is really very intentional work. It's helping individuals become not only the expert in their industry, but giving them access, giving them accountability, giving them mentoring, so that they can not only grab a seat at the table, but be prepared and and give them the opportunity to influence the agenda. Because very often we have always been on the agenda, but we haven't created the agenda. So this having a seat at the table now gives us an opportunity to flip the script, right? We're not gonna, you're not going to tell us what we're going to do. We're going to be at the table making the decisions and the recommendations about what we're going to do. And then you, as a valued leader, you're going to come alongside of us, and you're going to help us implement this. So this leader, this, your seat at the table is really going to be a very influential space. And I'm excited, again, to see this develop as well, because there's going to be individuals that are very unexpected are going to show up in this particular pillar of work. And so I look forward to introducing folks to these individuals that are in this space looking to get a seat at the table.
Okay. Now, you you know, I've been kind of looking through your site. One of the things that you're talking about is social responsibility. What does it mean? What does social responsibility mean, especially in the corporate world?
Well, what's really interesting about social responsibility is, you know, we do a lot of give back. We do a lot of very intentional give back. And some people see it as philanthropic work, and some people see it as volunteering. But when we talk about social responsibility, it is really a very intentional process by which you align either your individual work or your business to a cause or mission in the community. And so I'll give you an example. There are many for-profit organizations that have even, started foundations where they're grantors of work in the community. There's individual companies that have employee-based giving, so the employees come together and make decisions about how they want to be able to impact the community. But overall, the social responsibility looks at an individual or a organization or corporation taking full accountability for their role and how they are required to impact their community, how they are required to impact a particular cause that they are passionate about. And mm-hmm. so when we talk about social responsibility, especially as a foundational conversation in CEO Power Talk, we're going to be talking to women CEOs mm-hmm. that have learned how to balance profit mm-hmm. and purpose, and how that purpose looks at their social responsibility and their commitment to a mission. And so I think that this is going to be a kind of revolutionary discussion where people are going to really get excited about what they're seeing, the individuals mm-hmm. I'm going to be introducing them to, and some of the work that's happening. And they're right in their backyard, and they're not even aware of it. So this is going to be something that's really worth listening for.
So I also see that part of CEO Power Talk is radio, which you are hosting, which will be featured on the second and fourth Tuesdays every month. What do you plan
That's
to accomplish
correct.
With this radio program, and who will be, you know, your guest for that program?
Well, I think this is more fun than it even leads up to. I am so excited about all of the women CEOs or the female CEOs that I have been meeting over the last 2 years of developing this program. And mm-hmm. you are going to see people in every industry. These are women that are at a CEO level in their organization. But as I continue to talk about, that's balancing their profit and their purpose. It is mm-hmm. so important to understand that you can have a business where you're earning money and having the highest earning potential as you want, right? Because we know we mm-hmm. all have the capacity to do that. But
right.
you also have to acknowledge that within you, there is some accountability to a social cause. And so these are women that are going to be in the art and culture industry. These are women that are working in corporate spaces doing diversity training and leadership training. These are women that are operating in the entertainment industry. You're going to mm-hmm. meet ladies that are doing some powerful work in independent consulting, that are doing HR initiatives where they're helping small businesses or individual entrepreneurs identify mm-hmm. skills and human capital, right, that they need to enhance their business and to make their business grow. So I'm so excited about the knowledge that's going to come to this platform that I'll be sharing with my audience. And mm-hmm. the hope and the design is that as these ladies come to the table, we have created this opportunity, and it's a membership opportunity where they can be they can be invited in to a process where we're mm-hmm. doing a lot of mentoring of young, inspiring, and aspiring leaders. And this is where a lot of the program work is going to happen. And I say program meaning education, training, professional development, and some mentoring that's going to happen. Almost, it will almost resemble that of masterminding, where this mm-hmm. type of work and training and development is happening with an intentional focus on making sure these leaders are ready for the space that they're going to operate in.
Okay.
And so I can't wait to talk more about that with folks so that they understand that there's these three levels of membership that will be going on, and where mm-hmm. members will either be influencers or they will be inspiring leaders or aspiring leaders. And mm-hmm. how you gain access to this membership is really kind of VIP-like, right? So we're going to uh-huh. – influencers are only in by invitation.
Okay.
And so the invitation from myself and my team, we will identify mm-hmm. individuals that we feel fit this description. And mm-hmm. they will have an opportunity to either nominate someone or recommend someone. And so that process is where we begin to create all of these leadership models that will be coming out that's going to really prepare people and propel them into spaces where they're at the table, setting the agenda,
okay.
you know, making final decisions around what is the solution. And that is going to be something pretty revolutionary, especially in a community such as this.
Okay, great. So I know that your first program will be will be on September the 22nd. And
that's
can you
correct.
Tell us who will be your guest on that day?
So I am very excited to introduce Dr. Tamika Saunders.
Mm-hmm.
She's going
okay.
to be my first guest. And Dr. Saunders and I have known each other for quite a while and have done a lot of collaborative work together. But she is one of those guests that does a lot of work with our young people. And we know how valuable our youth is to our future. And she is shaping the minds of young people like never before. And so I'm so excited to be meeting with her on September 22nd. We're going to have promotional activities going on around that radio program. And so Power Talk Radio is going to launch on that day, and our first guest is going to be Dr. Saunders. And so I'm really excited to introduce you guys to her and learn some of the great work that she's doing and how you can support her and how, you know, you can help her make sure she's making the biggest splash she can in our communities.
Okay. So I have another question. As a CEO, Laura, what book are you reading right now, or what books have you been reading in the last couple of months? Because I think it's always important to find out what CEOs are reading, how they spend some of their time when they're not, you know, busy. So give me some examples of what books you read recently.
You know, I have to tell you, I have turned to audiobooks more and more. I still like the soft cover. I still like to, you know, dog ear the pages. I still like to highlight in the book. But I have found that audiobooks are really, really shaping how I contain information or how I obtain information. And I can tell you I've read several books over the last couple of months. But surprisingly, there's two books that stood out to me. The first book that stood out to me was Gutsy Women. And that book is with Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea Clinton. And I listened to that book on audio, and it is amazing the number of women that they talked to, interviewed, quoted in this book, and some names I had never heard before, but when I heard their stories, it really, really impacted me. So that's one.
Okay.
And the other book that I have been just on fire about, and it took me by surprise, and it is called Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter, and it's by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you, that book turned me upside down.
Okay.
It was so rich with all kinds of principles and values and all kinds of leadership nuggets, entrepreneurial nuggets that were in this book that I'm actually going to have to go back and listen to that book again, because I feel like I missed some things. And so those are the two books on my CEO bookshelf right now. And there's a third that I'm reading. It's a little bit slower in movement for me, but it's kind of a hard read. But it's called The Art of Strategic Leadership.
Okay.
And that one's by Stephen Stowell and Stephanie Mead. And it's a book that really speaks to how you prepare yourself, how you prepare your team, how you prepare your organization for the future. So this is more for the visionary folks that are listening, that you really want to tap into this book to really sharpen and hone in on that visionary skill that's very much needed as a CEO. And so I recommend that. The Art of Strategic Leadership as well And that one is also on my CEO bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. So,
yes.
You know, so we've been talking about CEO Power Talk and how you start the initiative and some of what the mission is and your pillars. So tell me, what is your social responsibility, Laura? What is your responsibility to the community you serve?
Well, I'm gonna first tell you the message I got as a woman of God. The message I got about 10 years ago, as I was laying on my bed dealing with a very serious medical problem, God had me right where He wanted me. I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get up and walk away. I couldn't turn away. I couldn't shut his voice off. He said three things. Actually, he said one thing, but it had three parables in it. He said, I want you to say it louder. I want you to say it more often. And I want you to say it to more people. Now, mind you, I'm not feeling well right now. So, God, I really don't understand what you're saying. And he said, don't worry about what to say. I'll tell you what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that launched something inside of me that really helped me focus on what I'm supposed to do, what I was called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was definitely called to speak to the people, say what needs to be said, say it the way it needs to be said, and say it to more people than I ever thought I could, which means I had to create a platform that would hold my message. And that platform became Hope's Crossing, became CEO Power Talk, became Position Yourself for Purpose, became the Nonprofit Boot Camp. That platform had to deliver a message of education, training, empowering, and inspiring people all over the world. And what is so interesting, the way messages come to me and the way God has shown me how He wants me to move. You mentioned in the opening in the bio that Walden University had recognized me as a catalyst for change. That just happened to be their 50th anniversary magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one from Walden called me and said, Laura, we want to put you in the magazine and call you a catalyst for change. They did
right.
it and then sent it to me and said, look at what we've done. Now, the powerful thing about that is Walden University is a online educational university that produces agents of change.
Okay.
They have a physical presence of alumni, students, and academic professors in 188 countries.
Wow.
So how does a little girl from South Phoenix, a little skinny chick pig from South Phoenix, get her face and her message into 188 countries?
Wow.
Blows my mind. And so, but it also humbles me in a way that says, you know what? You're not done yet. You've got work to do. Get busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so these platforms that I've created is just allowing me to stand there and be able to shout from the top the message, which is we all have a responsibility. We're all a part of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my hands every day and I realize I have people's lives in my hands. And if that doesn't make you want to get right, sit up straight, and make sense of the world, I don't know what will. And so I'm responsible for every hand that I touch. I'm responsible for every ear that my voice hits. And I have to take ownership of how my message lands on people in the room, around the room, outside of the room. And so my social responsibility is simple. I have to help people understand that they have a purpose, they have a role to play. and this thing called mm-hmm. life. They have okay. value and they have worth, and if they can't find it, it's my job to help them. And so
okay.
that is my social responsibility. No matter where I go, it's to educate someone and help them step fully into who they are called to be.
Okay. So now I want you to tell me why you like this quote. I've been kind of going through your CEO Power Talk Radio website. And for those of you that are listening, you know, you can find the CEO Power Talk website is at CEOPowerTalk.com. There's also a CEO Power Talk Facebook page as well and an Instagram page. So you might want to hook into those pages and follow CEO Power Talk. But Laura, you have a quote on your page and it says, "To me, business isn't about wearing suits or pleasing stockholders. It's about being true to yourself, your ideals, and focusing on the essentials." And that was a quote from Sir Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin Group. Why did this quote strike you enough for you to put it on your site?
Well, because I think that we all get caught up in titles.
Mm-hmm.
We all get caught up in titles. We all get caught up in what the other guy thinks, even if the guy
mm-hmm.
has invested in your company. And so because of that, I want to, again, known as a disruptor, I want to challenge
mm-hmm.
those people. And I want to say, look,
mm-hmm.
it's not about the suit. It's not about the person that poured into your company. They poured into your company because of who you are. And
mm-hmm.
you need to be true to that. You need to not let people dilute that, and you can't waver from the authenticity of who you are. So don't
mm-hmm.
worry about the suit. Don't worry about the stakeholder. Just be you. That's the
mm-hmm.
person they invested in. The person wearing
okay.
the suit, not the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can stay focused on that, we're going to all be just fine.
Okay, great. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to us today, Laura, while we're on the radio that we didn't cover?
Well, I think we did cover quite a bit, but I do want to let folks know that if you, you know, if you want to check out the Power Talk page, Power Talk Radio page, there is opportunities for, you know, for you to become a sponsor. To advertise your business on our radio program, and you can contact me for any information about that. We'd be more than happy to send that to you. And you know, I'm excited about meeting new CEOs in any state. I'm not restricted. There's no boundaries that restrict me from traveling and from talking and meeting people. So I'm really interested in meeting dynamic CEOs that, you know, are those diamonds that haven't been buffed out yet. I want to meet
okay.
them. I want to talk to them. I want to bring their stories to the platform. And let's
okay.
make sure we understand all the work that's happening around us and how we can tap into that work.
Okay, right. Good. So do you have any events coming up, Laura?
We talked about the Blog Talk Radio that's going to start
mm-hmm.
September 22nd.
Right.
And then, so that is one event that's going to be happening. We're going to launch our first radio program. And then the next event that I have coming up is the Nonprofit Boot Camp. And that
mm-hmm.
is tentatively slated for the third week of October.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be posting more details around that on the Laura C. Bullock webpage, where you'll be able to find
mm-hmm.
those conferences and additional information about that. And then coming at around the first of the year, we'll be launching a very special publication. I'm going to save that juicy tidbit for the Power Talk Radio program, but we're going to be having a really beautiful publication that's going to be coming out of Power Talk Radio. And you guys will really, I think, enjoy it and really, really, really want to invest in that because it's good information. And it's, you know, it's that thing you put on the coffee table and people ask you, where'd you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Okay. What would be something encouraging that you want to say to any of our young CEOs that may be out there listening, especially during this time of COVID? What can you give? What inspirational word can you give to those individuals that are listening tonight?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not my words. I stole them.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to a podcast, and the pastor said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So although we're in the middle of a crisis right now, and some folks are feeling as though they can take their foot off the pedal, I'm saying accelerate more. Be authentic. Do not let anyone, don't let the outside noise shift who you believe you are. Don't let the outside voices deter you from the journey that you're on. And don't let the outside voices change your voice. Be true to who you are. Be true to your purpose, what you were called to do. Be true to that, and don't let others alter that in any way. And
thank you so much.
With that message that says,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, just do it. Just do it."
Okay, all right. So everyone who's listening, I hope you do take the time to drop by CEOPowerTalk.com. And CEO Power Talk at Facebook and Instagram. This has been Laura C. Bullock on our program today. And also, as we go out, I want to thank you, Laura, for being on our program today and bringing us some information on your new initiative, CEO Power Talk. We wish you all the best in this new endeavor. Definitely behind you all the way. And looking forward to hearing your program on Tuesdays, the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of the month, every month, at 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. But we'll definitely be seeing that advertised on Facebook and some of your other social media. So be looking for that. And so, Laura, we appreciate you coming on. I have some information I want to just let all of our listeners know before we leave tonight. You know that Vertical is a supporter of Hope's Crossing. Hope's Crossing is dedicated to providing programs and services that will support and assist women released from prison, unite with their families, and regain their rightful place in society. That's just part of what they do in helping at-risk women. So for this, everyone's been going through the COVID, okay? My first time being out at the dentist today, a little bit unnerving, but I'm glad to really get out. But I want to share with you that some of you may have a lot of anxiety. You may have some emotional issues, and you're at home. So Hope's Crossing has a great program called the Emotional Support and Empowerment Series. This Saturday at 1 o'clock, they're presenting Evaluating Your Self-Talk. Now, this is a series that's done virtually with Zoom, and it's to help with emotional support, empowering conversation, survival tips, and strategies to come through COVID, for one, and anything else after COVID, and become the champion that you are. Now, this program is featured on Mondays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 2 p.m., and Saturday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you can go to the Hope's Crossing page on Facebook and see the events and see what the topics are on the days or each week. So we appreciate you for all your support, Vertical listeners, and as I said, share that little tidbit for Hope's Crossing and be looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is Ceestine Duckworth, and our guest today was Laura C. Bullock. You'll be able to hear this recording, and please share it with your friends. Thank you. Thank you again, Laura.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.